So, I just want to begin saying that the Greek people in my building are the absolute fucking worst. They keep throwing trash off their fucking balcony, and it's their stupid fucking kids. And it's fucking messy, right, Catherine?
Whole.
You were witness to this.
Yeah, there's a bunch of shit on like my patio. Clothes and shit. And I just love the fact that my girlfriend went outside, like we went outside and she was just like, "Why are you doing this?" You've only just recently experienced this shit.
I just thought it was raining trash, you know?
Yeah, like I feel like I'm in a Dr. Seuss book where it's just like crap is flying from the sky. Fuck those kids. Catherine, what's annoying you this week?
Moving. I'm just sick of moving.
Yeah.
Are you happy that I gave you a great segue?
Yeah, this is an amazing segue. We're not talking about the two houses today because we're going to talk about Catherine's leaving.
Time to change the podcast to Let's Talk About Catherine Leaving.
Let's talk about Catherine leaving. And you just hear like people slamming boxes and like closet doors.
I'm just like quiet crying in the background because I'm just sick of moving.
I know, it's just
I've
that
moved
slow.
So many times the past few months.
The massive nomad that you are.
Mm-hmm.
How does it feel leaving?
Hasn't super sunk in yet.
Yeah.
Haven't quite figured it out. Still in denial. I'm mostly just stressed again about the act of moving, not necessarily about the consequences
act.
Of moving. You know what I mean?
The act.
So.
Yeah,
this is my last day doing most of the things that I do.
I know.
Including my last full day here, so.
Yeah, this is the last time we're recording a podcast within, like 2 inches from each other.
Yeah, I'm never going to see Jason in person again, so.
Yeah,
this is it. This is it, yeah.
This is it, and this is us.
Not to fear, though. The podcast will continue.
Yeah, because we're too deep into this shit now to stop.
No, we can't.
If we had stopped at like episode 10, I think it would just died. But now we're
at
episode 39.
Yeah, like we can't just stop at 39.
No,
we
no,
at least
no.
have to get an even number.
We,
you know,
we
maybe
need
we'll
even
do
number.
40 and then we'll stop.
So the next one.
Yeah, exactly.
Our next episode is our last episode ever. And the best way to end that is talking about Lindsay Lohan.
Which will be episode 40.
Fucking terrible. No, this is yeah, you're moving. That sounds fun.
Mm-hmm.
You're moving to Atlanta.
ATL.
don't fucking do that. I can't wait to see you at like football games.
Bold of you to think I'm gonna go to football games.
You don't know, dude. Your social life could change. You could change.
I highly doubt it.
Please message us if you could see Catherine in a flag football team.
I tried getting into football. I honestly tried a few years ago because I was dating someone who was super into football, and I honestly made an effort, and I still could not bring myself to care.
I like football. I'm just not so broishly into it. I do pay attention because I am on a fantasy league. So I do pay attention a lot more.
Right.
If I'm not in it, I don't pay attention at all. But I'm very, if anything, it has made me aware of the injuries these guys take. And it's fucking like every game, these guys are hurt. Like these men are broken by the time they're 40. Mm.
Like the closest I get to following football is I follow Katie Nolan on Instagram.
Oh my God.
And she does fantasy football. And so she like, every Sunday, her Instagram story is like a solid 5 minutes long of her just talking about it. And I think she's hilarious, so I watch it, but I don't understand half of what she's saying.
Yeah.
But that's the closest I get to following football.
I could whip out my team right now. I like my team
oh
so
my God.
Far. I won this past weekend. I'm 1-3. I'm 9th out of 10.
This episode
I
is
suck.
Now Let's Talk About Jason's fantasy,
my fantasy
football
team.
Babe.
That's all I talk about during the week.
I keep getting Yahoo Sports keeps trying to get me to sign up for fantasy
it's
football because I have
fun.
Their app on. They keep trying to get me to follow football.
Yeah, why don't you do it?
I don't care. I don't know what
do
any
it.
Of it means.
Do
I
it.
Actually, I did technically do fantasy football once when I was in 8th grade. My math teacher, we all did fantasy football, but we had to calculate the points.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I was one of the highest point, like I had some of the most points in the entire class, even though I had no idea who any of the people were.
Way to go.
Yeah, I think I picked Tom Brady, which, like, no one else did because he was supposed to retire or something, but then he ended up doing really well that season because...
Yeah, plot twist, he's still playing.
He's one of the only ones I know, so that's why I picked him, because I'm like, oh, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. So, this will be interesting moving forward that you won't be here, and mm-hmm. We'll just be doing this remotely, like it's 2 a.m.
Yeah.
But not through Skype. Because we're not animals.
I have beef with Skype. Screw Skype.
Yeah, fuck Skype. It's not...
Don't sponsor us.
Yeah, don't sponsor us. Leave us the fuck alone. My job uses that a lot, Skype.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of times it sucks.
I used to use it, and then it got... I think it was when Microsoft bought it that I just started to give up, because it got really...
I don't use it anymore. I still have it on... I should get rid of it on my... On my Mac, I just use Google Hangout.
Yeah,
it's just so much quicker.
Google Hangout, or if I'm on
I don't have to pay.
I also use FaceTime because I got all those FaceTime. Apple products. Yeah,
that's true.
Yeah.
So, what else? Why are you moving?
In hopes for a better place. I need to get the heck out of Northern Virginia.
I gotta get the fuck out of here, bro.
That's basically it.
Yeah.
Well, I need a change of pace. You know? So why not move to...
The South? The South? I don't feel the racism as strong here. I need to feel it harder in Georgia.
I hate you.
I need to see Confederate...
But I'm in, Atlanta, which is, the only cool part of the South.
There's a certain way. There's a certain line you cross. There's a certain coordinate where you start to see Confederate flags blended into American flags. Like, we were driving, this past weekend, we were driving through to a wedding. And as we're crossing, a train crossing, there's this guy in a pickup truck and, half the American flag and half the Confederate flag... And I'm just that doesn't make any sense, bro.
Dude, I grew up like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Now you're going to get a tenfold.
The high school I went to, we literally had a row in the parking lot called Redneck Row. Everyone called it that. Wow. One time the theater department did a comedy show and they had a whole skit about Redneck Row. It's a thing, TM. And,
a thing.
Yeah, and they would come tearing in with their off-roading jeeps and stuff with Confederate flags flying behind them. So yeah, no, I mean, that's not anything I haven't been exposed to before.
Yeah, I can't wait for that culture to wane off and die.
Yeah.
I think global warming will affect hicks and rednecks so much quicker because everything will die off. There'll be no water.
Agriculture.
No agriculture. No fuel to fuel your fucking Jeeps and ATVs.
But then everyone's screwed because we don't have anything to eat or anything anymore.
Exactly. But they'll die off first, I think. You can only eat squirrels and, possums for so long that you just destroy the ecosystem. Yeah. This is a wild, wild tangent of we go from you leaving to a random tangent somewhere
else. I don't know what this episode would be without wild tangents because...
You should get that tattooed on, your back.
Oh, my God.
I think that should be your nickname. If you become a stripper, that should be Wild Tangents. That should be your stripper name.
My God. I'll remember that one.
Oh, okay. My God. So, you're moving to Atlanta to pursue your dream in...
Surviving.
Money laundering.
And maybe being able
what?
To...
Okay.
Surviving and maybe being able to...
Get a tan.
Afford, cable someday.
There you go.
You know?
You can watch the Kardashians live.
There you go. Funny that you say money laundering because I have...
Have you begun? Have you started?
So the job that I had my last day at today, I told them to start rumors after I left that I got fired. And so they were like, oh, we should say you were embezzling money and stuff. And I'm like, yeah,
do you 1,000% look like you would embezzle money.
I'm like, yes, please start rumors that I got fired. I think that'd be hilarious.
So as we're recording this, we're also watching CNN and... the word bullshit is written across the scroll on the bottom, which is hilarious.
The do-nothing Democrats.
Wolf Blitzer has said the word bullshit on cable news. Today is my favorite day. You're leaving. Wolf Blitzer is... Wolf Blitzer is cursing on TV. Barcelona won their game today. Everything's just going swimmingly. I'm going to make great food tonight. If you stay, I'll make you dinner.
Oh, Jesus. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm making some really great pasta tonight. Hoping it turns out good. Will you miss being able to do the podcast live in person in my apartment?
I will miss you giving me beer every time. I'm not going to miss driving all the way out here every time. You know? It's a far-ass drive. I got like a 45-minute drive home to look forward to.
You wanted to live on a farm, okay?
I didn't say I wanted to, but I needed to. At the time, I needed a place to live.
No, free rent! I'm on the middle of a farm. I have no internet. Like,
did I tell you there was some farm?
If you stayed an extra week, you would wear a Confederate crop top at some point. Uh-huh. Walks like the Dukes of Hazzard.
Did I tell you how one of the roosters got murdered?
How does a rooster get murdered?
Ooh, we don't know, but it was found dead in the parking lot.
Dude, that's a fucking sign. You gotta get the fuck out of here. And it was the chill rooster that never.
You gotta get the fuck out of here. And someone at the farm had threatened the rooster the day before.
Someone threatened to kill an animal.
And then it was dead the next day, and we're like, it's not looking too good for you. And the other one went missing, but then I saw it again yesterday morning, so I guess that one's alive.
I should scream bloody murder at the chicken that is currently defrosting in my sink.
Yeah.
Because someone did.
So I don't know what happened there. You murdered a rooster. But I don't know what happened to it.
Now that you're leaving, I now need to intensify my campaign to put my girlfriend on the podcast.
How successful do you think that's
going to be? I don't know, but she's 20 feet away from us. She's doing work.
Rightfully
ignoring. And if you turn around and look at her face, she's shaking her head.
I'm too short.
She's hiding her face. There's no camera. It's hard because like she's doing important work and we're just fucking not doing anything.
When do I ever do anything? I spent the whole day, my last day of work today, I played with a beach ball, injured myself doing so.
That is the most Catholic
thing
possible.
Ate a lot of Taco Bell.
I need you to explain how you injure yourself on a ball that weighs less than 5 ounces.
So I went to kick it, and then my other foot came down, and it ran into a backpack that was sitting on the floor, and the backpack had a Mac laptop in it, and my ankle slammed into the corner of the laptop, and now I have a bump on my ankle. It was very painful.
People with paralysis.
I dived just like a soccer player, rolled around on the ground a bit. I'm like, guys, I'm dead.
Screams,
I'm like, help me. People, and then I sat on the floor for
about
10 minutes.
People with paralysis have more athletic ability than you.
Probably, yeah.
Oh my god.
There's a reason I don't play any sports that
there's,
require like
that is
hand-eye
a series,
coordination.
There's more series of events to you hurting yourself.
Well, I was in a very...
With a beach ball.
I was in an office that was very cluttered.
Than how JFK
cluttered,
was assassinated.
So... The office I was in was not good
very
for
cluttered.
Playing sports, but...
Yeah, I mean, it's an office. It is not a place of play.
Yeah, we've broken a couple things, but it's fine.
I have a big hunch that the Greeks from upstairs will be throwing more trash. Every time I wake up, there's just anxiety of, if I open my curtains, what clothing is going to be here? They air dry everything. All their clothes, they air dry them all.
Yeah, saves the environment. That's not that bad.
1,000%, yes, but we have a dryer for a reason. If you had dried your clothes, you wouldn't have them falling in grass in front of me. You know what I mean? And it's like children's clothing. If it falls again, I'm donating it. I'm giving it away to Goodwill. Because they won't.
That requires an awful lot of effort, though.
There's a donation... can somewhere outside Giant.
Oh, really?
I will just throw that in. Because you fuckers do not know how to not throw shit off a balcony. I thought they were moving a while back. I was wrong. What are you most excited about in Atlanta? The food?
The food there is like...
The sports life.
Is great, but I'm not going to have a ton of money.
That's true.
I'm
sure you'll find like cheap grub.
Yeah.
I'm sure you'll be hitting like the cooking a lot.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Plenty of stuff.
Because, I mean, I've already found a few places there that I like, but I don't know the area I'm moving to, I don't know as well. Because I drove through it, but yeah. I don't know much of what's around.
By.
Yeah. I'm going to miss Wegmans so much, though. I'm gonna miss it so much.
It's true. But cheese bar,
I'm by a Kroger though, and I do like
Krogers are good.
Yeah,
Krogers
so I'm right by a Kroger, so that'll help.
I think Krogers are the hugest grocery chain in America.
I believe that they're like none of they're none up here though.
No, you gotta go to like Fredericksburg, Richmond. Yeah. Like once you go down, once you pass like a certain point in Virginia, that's when you start to see Krogers.
Yeah.
So Kroger's is really nice.
Yeah, love me some Kroger.
I've only been to one that was in Richmond.
There's also, I've never been to a Publix before, but I've heard a lot about it.
Yeah, people use a Publix a lot. I can see you being a grill master, because I feel like it's one thing the South is really great for is their barbecue.
Yeah, well, the place we have has a bunch of, like, grills, and, like, they're pretty nice ones,
too. Big smokers.
So I'm going to have to go figure out how to use it. I've never used a gas grill. I've only done, like, the very old-fashioned, like, you heat up the
charcoal and the chimney. I don't like gas grills. I have my charcoal grill because charcoal, everything just cooks way quicker and it tastes better.
Yeah.
It tastes way better, I think. And you taste like you just have that char in your food.
Right.
So.
That's what I've heard. I've only ever done charcoal. I've never worked with gas before.
Is there a Guy Fieri restaurant anywhere near you?
Oh, I'm going to have to look it up.
There has to be
one. Let me look.
I want you to make it an effort to be on one of his shows.
Oh, my God.
How
would I look that up?
The guy's grocery games. I could see you doing that.
I don't know if I'm like good enough for guy's grocery games.
No one is.
That's fair.
Even guy. Every time.
How would you even look up? Wait, how do I look up?
Guy Fieri restaurants. Just look at Guy Fieri restaurants and see where they're at. But watching Guy Fieri do his show is like fucking hilarious. It's really funny.
Horseshoe Casino?
I know you had one in New York that, like, closed down. Because people, like... I don't know if it closed down for real, but, like, people, like, trashed the shit out of that place.
Let's see. You got my friends in
there. Triple D, Triple G! It's, Guy Fieri. Nothing.
I'm gonna Google Guy Fieri Restaurants Atlanta.
Yeah, there... I want that... There has to be one in Georgia or Atlanta somewhere. Bernie Sanders had, like, heart surgery.
I mean, these showed up on the search, but I don't know.
I can see the Highlander being a thing.
That's DDD episodes, Atlanta restaurants, here we go.
Oh, so it's just places he's been to.
These are places he's been to.
I feel like you should go to those. He eats good food.
I wonder if I've heard of any of these before.
Butter.
I need to see all these on, like, a map so I can get an idea of which ones are close to where I am.
Do you have any favorite moments of the podcast? No.
I think I just blacked out while recording all of them. I did love...
You don't have no recollection.
No, I just blacked out. After hitting
record.
Yeah. It's all that beer you gave me.
Oh my God. I've drugged you into doing a podcast.
I loved our, underrated...
Ladies
of the 2000s.
That was fun. Because we were recording in an actual studio.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't call that a studio, but we were recording
with an actual shit.
Like, good setup. Yeah.
It was a whole rig that, like, cost more than my salary. It was a wild time. Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That was a fun one. That was a highlight. I like how we're talking as if the podcast is ending.
I know. Well, I just want to get your sides because this is your leaving episode.
But, like, so I'm still here. I'm just not physically here.
Yeah, I know. I'm just going to be talking to, like, the voice of Catherine in some form.
What are some others? I did enjoy the special one-year anniversary.
That was episode. A lot of fun.
That was fun.
That was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I did not anticipate.
Also, our Britney Spears episode is still one of my favorites.
Still one of the greatest episodes ever.
That was a great one.
That's always good. Mm-hmm. I think the new metal one is great.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Is rock dead?
Yeah, that was... Yep.
I still believe, yes, someone messaged us on Instagram. Actual fan engagement. They were like, I was listening to your episode on Rock is Dead, and I wanted to send you some songs in a way to prove otherwise. Mm-hmm. And... they did not prove otherwise.
I still haven't listened. I need to go look.
Thank you for sending it to us. But firmly believe that
I still don't think Rock is dead, though. You're the one who thinks Rock is dead. I don't think it's dead, but I do think it's somewhat in hibernation.
I just don't think we're going to get back to that, you know.
But that's a whole other episode. Like, I just don't think that. Yeah. Fucking shit. Atlanta. I'll definitely come down to Atlanta.
We'll you better.
We'll do an episode there.
Yeah. What will you do it on?
Do it on... I think we're going to do one of your topics, either country music.
That would be fitting.
Yeah, we would have to do country music.
Yeah.
I've never listened to country music.
I'll send you some stuff.
No. No. For more than 5 minutes, I could not take it. There's just something about it that is just unbearable. I don't know what the fuck it is, but it's just a lot of green-eyed white people singing about the same shit. That's all I think it is.
Gotta find the right stuff.
It's
because there is the good country music exists. It's just that it can be very hard to find.
But it's also like you could say that about like any genre.
Well, yeah.
But country explicitly.
Well, I'm saying, but that's why everyone is always like, I listen to everything except for country. It's like, okay, well, like
you've never listened to.
There's decent.
Does electronic country exist? Like honestly, has Garth probably. Brooks done EDM?
That would be amazing.
Has Tim McGraw gone into shoegaze? Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't see country having subgenres, excluding Lil Nas X.
Not really, but I'm saying, like, by subgenres, like, it's not, like, as much subgenres as, like, pop or, like, rock might have, but, like, it, like, there are still different styles of it.
Yeah.
Kacey Musgraves could be considered country, and now people suddenly love her. I've been listening to her for, like, a solid, like, 8 or 9 years now, so...
I mean, now that she's, like, finally blowing up...
Yeah.
I think... Do you think she'll go the way of Taylor Swift and just, like...
I mean...
Throw away the guitar?
I hope not. I still honestly stand by...
Go out with, like, half of America.
Taylor Swift, but I think that's also partially nostalgia for me, so...
I think that's one thing we could definitely talk about is Taylor Swift. Because I think if we were to... Yeah.
We could do we had the evolution of Fall Out Boy, we can do a Taylor Swift one.
Oh, yeah.
Like, evolution of Taylor Swift.
The evolution of... I think that and also... I think just, like, if we were to shit on her in any moment, I think our podcast would blow up. Because then her fans would threaten to kill us.
Yeah. Well, I think however people feel about Taylor Swift, they always feel strongly. They either really love her or they really hate her.
It's cult-like. It is.
And I'm just like, I kind of wish people would just chill out, you know? Why can't people just feel neutral about Taylor Swift? It's people freaking out.
It's people freaking out. Oh my god. Is the judge hugging this woman?
Stop watching.
I'm sorry. The news. It's a really big deal. It's people freaking out. It's a lot of people that freak out over Taylor Swift that don't have a high school diploma. And so it's like her like core audience doesn't change. It's still the same age demographic.
Yeah.
Which is wild because she has been doing this for 10 plus years. Yeah, yeah. And she is still able to retain the 12 to 22 age fan whole demographic, which is wild to me. Like, mm-hmm. that says a lot about her, but also she looks like a fucking asshole. Like, I could tell she looked like a total dick. Like, there's something about this woman that just screams, I don't shake people's hands.
Well, I think that's why everyone's always shitting on her. Because I don't, like, I honestly don't know, though, because, I mean, as far as, like, different celebrities and artists go, I do think she's gotten way more shit than she deserves. If you think about some other artists who have been far more problematic, who've gotten way less shit. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying that everyone should love Taylor Swift, but I'm like, I kind of wish, like, less people would shit on her so much.
Okay.
Because I don't think she deserves what she gets.
Yeah, I disagree.
But we need to save this for the episode.
Oh, yeah, we're going to save this. Yeah.
We always do this and we talk about it. It'll be something. The
episode where we finally fist fight.
I can't wait.
And Catherine reveals her true Swiftness and just like...
Oh, my God.
Taylor Swift emerges from, like, your chest.
Jesus.
And just, like, tells me to go fuck myself. And I was like, oh, well, I guess I have to now. So, how are we going to continue this show? We're just going to be recording remotely.
Mm-hmm. It'll be fun.
I'm going to make you send the file.
I will send you the file.
Do you know how to record?
I downloaded Audition the other day, so...
That'll do.
Yeah. Anything to just record this shit.
So. Yeah, we just need to record. I mean, you could record it through pretty much anything,
yeah, really, so... Yeah, so, that's what I'll send you the file. We'll find a way to sync it.
And we're still gonna have good sound quality, don't you worry. I know everyone has come to
expect pristine quality. It's gonna be great. It's gonna be so much better now, because now you're gonna have a mic, mm-hmm. I'm gonna have a mic, and it'll be like we're right there. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be fucking great. Mm-hmm. I think you leaving is the best... thing
to ever happen to the podcast.
To ever happen to this podcast.
I agree. Why didn't I do this a year ago?
I don't fucking know, dude. you should have left.
I should have left the second you said we should do a podcast.
I have to move away now. I cannot do this anymore. Have you grown to love doing the podcast?
Yeah. Sometimes editing it is a pain when the timing doesn't work out well.
That's why we release every other week, Catherine.
Yeah. And I still sometimes... That's why
we release every other
week. I'm not on time, but... life gets in the way.
Just for a little fun personal fact, I got, horrendously drunk a few weeks ago. And just, like...
Yeah, Catherine, you did.
And Catherine, yelled at me about the podcast.
No.
And was just,
You yelled at me about the podcast. No,
you yelled at me first. You were like, I'm sorry, it's not out yet, and this and that. And then later on, I did proceed to yell at you about the podcast.
You were like, fuck you for leaving, Catherine, but also, yeah, podcast, you're my dog. It was pretty gross.
It was quite gross.
Yeah.
It was quite gross. But here we are.
You survived.
I survived. I'm still here.
Yeah, how'd you feel the next day? Tell everyone how you felt.
I felt pretty shitty. I felt like I had, assaulted people. I have to look at my girlfriend. No confirmation whatsoever. She's busy. No, man. I felt pretty rough, but I just got some food in me, and I just needed carbs. It's like the beautiful thing.
Yeah,
carbs. You need carbs and salt. Mm-hmm. A lot of salt.
Yeah, that's why I love ramen.
Get some big heavy shit in you. Yeah. Just a lot of heavy foods in you, and you are fucking good to go. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's what I was really happy about.
All the carbs and the salt.
Yeah, carbs and salt. So I think we can wrap up this episode of you leaving.
I'd say so.
I think, yeah, this is it.
Bye.
Let's cue some applause. Let's cue some applause for you leaving. You know, this is it. It's like a full-time cast member leaving the show.
Yeah.
Because their contractor, they wanted more money and the producer said no.
But I'm actually just going to guest star in all the rest of the episodes because I'm still going to be here.
Quote unquote, you're just going to still
just be not here. Physically.
You'll still be number one.
But everyone will still be hearing me.
Yeah. It's almost like you never left.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So. Yeah. Really, this entire episode meant nothing. Awesome. So tune in 2 weeks, because we're doing the other every other week.
Yeah.
We are still going to continue that every other week. Our next episode will be on the great, amazing, wonderful, problematic queen that is Lindsay Lohan.
We stan.
We attempt to stand this woman, but by God, does she make it fucking hard. Oh, man. Lindsay Lohan is a... It is a never-ending movie of this woman.
Mm-hmm.
So, rate, subscribe, review us everywhere, anywhere.
Engage on Instagram. Slide in our DMs.
Yeah, dude. Slide in our DMs. Tell us that we're awesome or tell us we suck.
Yeah, we'd welcome both of it.
Both.
Send us some music, some good music, some bad music, whatever you want to listen to,
And if you could find Catherine in Atlanta, you get to be the new host of the show.
That's true. Please don't find me. And if any of you all out there have watched the show Roswell, please message. Jason desperately wants to talk to someone.
I need to talk to someone about Roswell. I promise.
The OG, not the reboot. The reboot, you can talk to me.
Please anticipate a Roswell episode soon. Once Catherine finishes the whole fucking ride of... 40-something episodes.
Good thing I'm about to have a whole lot of time
on my hands. You are going to be not moving for a week.
because that's how long it took me, I think.
A week? That was quick.
Dude. I think 2 weeks, because I would watch one or two episodes every morning before work.
Okay.
And I'd watch one at work.
Okay. And well, that's about the pace I used to watch stuff, and then I didn't have internet anymore, so.
If you pace yourself with the show, you fall in love more and more and more, and then once you're finished, you find yourself, like me, wishing you would go back and rewatch it again.
Do you know what it's like? Been trying to watch soccer games while, and not having Wi-Fi and barely any service with my hotspot.
Oh, yeah.
I'm lucky if I can see the ball.
Steel cable. Yeah. You're lucky if you can see the ball.
Like, I'm lucky if I can see it. Otherwise, I'm just like, all right, they're blobs. Looks like something's happening. Blob. I just kind of have to rely on the commentators to tell me what's going on.
Yeah. But, so, catch us in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm. We're all.
And we'll be recording remotely. I'm totally different now.
Heck yeah.
So weird. All right. Goodbye.
Bye.